Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Samsung has launched its Bixby Marketplace, a dedicated app store where third-party developers can offer their own Bixby-compatible services, similar to Amazon's Alexa skills. The marketplace, which apparently started rolling out a few days ago, is officially now open for Samsung customers in the US and South Korea. Bixby is similar to Amazon's Alexa or Apple Siri. It's an intelligent, voice-enabled virtual assistant that allows users to ask questions about almost anything. All new models of electric cars sold in the European Union must now make artificial noise under certain conditions, reports the BBC News. Acoustic vehicle alert systems, also known as AVAs, will need to be installed in new models of hybrid and electric cars introduced from yesterday onward, and all existing models by July 2021. With an AVAs installed, vehicles will need to make a sound while traveling under 12 miles per hour or while reversing. The lack of noise means that they pose a danger to other road users, especially people who are blind or partially sighted. In a written submission to the British Parliament from November 2017, the charity Guide Dogs pointed to research that says electric and hybrid vehicles are 40% more likely to be involved in an accident which causes injury to a pedestrian. A new machine learning method can predict a person's emotions based on how they walk. In early experiments, the method reached 80% accuracy, according to researchers at the University of Chapel Hill and the University of Maryland in the United States. The scientists choose the emotions of happy, sad, angry, and neutral, which tend to show through when someone walks, and then identify affective features and extracted poses. They use a long short-term memory model to obtain features from poses and combine it with the random forest classifier. James Dyson and Honda are now at odds regarding claims that Dyson sought to use part of the existing Honda factory to build its electric car in the UK. Dyson announced last year that it planned to build its upcoming electric car in Singapore, which didn't go over so well in the UK. But in a letter recently seen by the Daily Mail, James Dyson claims he sought to deal with Honda to use part of its Swindon factory in Britain for manufacturing, which Honda refused. Dyson said his company had interest in a new assembly building at the plant and was turned down. Earlier this year, Honda announced that the same factory will be shutting down by 2021. Johnny Ive is dispirited by Tim Cook's lack of interest in the product development process, according to sources for the Wall Street Journal. Ive was also frustrated that Apple board has become populated by directors with no background in technology. Apple's design team itself was frustrated by Johnny Ive's increasing absence after the launch of the Apple Watch in 2015. The report also indicates that Apple is still developing AR glasses. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.